The view of the inner harbor from this site is impressive enough to make you forget you're walking on a cap built in 1999 to contain the contaminants from the old Allied chemical plant. But when construction begins on the 27-story headquarters of energy giant Exelon, probably in mid-October, crews will drive pilings through that cap and the underlying chromium 65 feet into the ground. Jonathan Flesher, Senior Development Director with BD Development, Harbor Point's developer, says it could be done safely. After the pilings are installed, the crew will restore the cap, then lay down a foundation slab.
So when you're standing in the base of the Exelon building, at the end of the day, you'll be standing on a slab that is on top of a cap. So there's a cap on top of a cap.
Flesher says building on a so-called brownfield site, similar to Harbor Point, has been done before.
The building right there, the Morgan Stanley building, it was constructed using the same methodology that we will be using on this building here.
Flesher also points to Atlanta, where an old steel mill was turned into a mixed-use community. But some residents in nearby Fells Point have concerns.
It's mostly, a blind faith in engineering.
Charles Cohen lives a couple of blocks from the site. He is among a group of residents that will be calling today for officials to hold off on the groundbreaking until someone other than the Environmental Protection Agency or the Maryland Department of the Environment conducts a study.
The EPA and MDE, if you talk to them, they believe that these sites can be developed. That's sort of their perspective.
Cohen says there has never been a building like the future 27-story home for Exelon's Baltimore headquarters built on a chromium brownfield. He called the Morgan Stanley building a red herring.
I remember when they were building that, you know, I was here, I lived here, and I remember asking people, because I was concerned. That was the first thing I saw. I was like, okay, here we go, because I've always been concerned about this thing, and that's what officials told me even then. It's like, don't worry, it's not on the cap, it's off the cap.
The EPA and MDE agreed in 1989 on a plan to clean up and redevelop the site, which was a chromium processing plant for more than a century until it closed in 1985. EPA Supervisor Bob Greaves says it's too risky to dig up the contaminants.
For example, if you were to remove all of that material from the site, it would require probably thousands of truckloads of material being trucked through the city, through the neighborhoods, and obviously there are exposure issues there as well.
BD Vice President Marco Greenberg says residents are rightfully concerned about the site. He says they will continue to reach out to the community as construction begins.
It's a process of keeping people informed so that they understand what the risks are and how little the risks actually are and what the process is for opening and closing the cap and making sure that nobody can be exposed to the contaminated materials.
Representatives from BD, the EPA, and MDE will continue that process this evening with a second public information meeting at the Morgan Stanley building. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from Harbor Point for 88.1 WIPR.